Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
From insanely poor pay-per-view records to masterful in-ring technicians being left without one of the most esteemed honors in the game. Brace yourselves, because these jaw-dropping facts are about to leave you needing a serious lie down. I'm Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 insane wrestling facts that will blow your mind. Number 10, John Cena still isn't a Grand Slam champion. When looking back at the pantheon of greats to have ever laced up their boots, or sneakers in this case, a solid number of said legends have had the honor of becoming Grand Slam WWE champions. However, despite seemingly never going longer than a month or two without a belt being thrown onto his person throughout the majority of his career as part of the biggest wrestling promotion on the planet, none other than the face that runs the place is still without a place in the Grand Slam Hall of Fame. Over the years, Super Cena has earned everything from United States championships to tag team gold as part of WWE's typical odd couple trope, alongside the likes of David Otunga and The Miz as just two examples. And he's of course held a world title a whopping 16 times. But that elusive Intercontinental belt has still not found its way into John's possession. And if SummerSlam 2021 was anything to go by, Cena's time where he could have realistically won the strap may be up. Number 9, Seth Rollins has more successful Raw women's title defenses than five-time champ Sasha Banks. At a glance, you may find yourself racking your brains for the time Seth Rollins overcame the odds in the Women's Royal Rumble and marched straight into WrestleMania to conquer Ronda Rousey for the Raw Women's Championship. As we all know, that honor was actually the architect's eventual wife's. However, what you may not have realized is that the star who walked out of that building as the Universal Champion technically holds a successful defense of the Red Brand's women's belt, coming during the Extreme Rules 2019 winner-takes-all match, involving the happy couple taking on Baron Corbin and Lacey Evans. Rollins and Lynch managed to do the business on the back of the Universal Champ, nailing Corbin with a stomp. That victory subsequently means that Rollins actually owns one more Raw Women's title defense than five-time champ Sasha Banks, who famously has never successfully retained the red strap in a contest. Number 8, Daniel Bryan and Kurt Angle have never earned a Wrestling Observer Newsletter 5-star match rating. Now, I'm not suggesting that Dave Meltzer's 5-star rating system should be taken as gospel by any means. Some would even suggest he's gone a little off the rails in modern times, completely destroying said system with 5 plus, 6 and even 7 star scores over the last few years. However, there's no questioning the fact that a 5 star nod from the Wrestling Observer Newsletter man is seen as a prestigious milestone to those plying their trade in the industry. That being said, just being one of the greatest workers of your generation isn't a guarantee that you'll walk away with this accolade when all is said and done. Just ask Kurt Angle and Daniel Bryan. Despite putting on all-time classics against the likes of Shawn Michaels, Triple H, CM Punk, Rey Mysterio, and Brock Lesnar, these technical wizards are still without a Meltzer 5-star rated match on their resumes. In the case of Bryan, that could all very much change in the not-too-distant future. But when it comes to Angle, the record will always show that this Olympic hero never quite claimed full marks from the famous wrestling voice. Number 7, Jinder Mahal's WWE Championship reign was longer than all of Edge's combined. He may hold the title of being the most decorated star in the history of WWE. Sorry, Arjun. R-Truth, but it doesn't take much to see clearly that Edge's combined reigns as WWE Champion were actually dwarfed by one of the most divisive title runs in recent memory. Jinder Mahal reigned as your defending WWE Champion for a whopping 170 days when all was said and done. For comparison, the rated R superstar, even though he enjoyed four separate spells with the Spinner title, only held onto the same prize for 139 days in total, with three of those runs only lasting 21 days each. Sure, in general, those watching the era which saw Edge go toe-to-toe with the likes of John Cena, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, Jeff Hardy, and Randy Orton will likely have fonder memories of the title being defended, albeit unsuccessfully for the most part. But no one can ever take away the fact that the modern-day Maharaja had possession of the strap for longer in the end. Number 6, Mansoor went 49 matches unbeaten. In typical WWE fashion, what could have been an unexpectedly brilliant storyline was very quickly squandered once somebody let the boss know what he was actually dealing with. Saudi Arabian star Mansoor went on something of a winning streak, which stretched all the way back to September 2019 in the lead up to his Monday Night Raw debut this year. All in all, the star hadn't been on the losing side for a staggering 49 matches. That was until Vince McMahon got wind of this feat. Just like that, instead of capitalizing on a record that could have grown into one of the most compelling and unlikely organic underdog tales to have graced the main roster in years, Mansoor picked up an L via DQ thanks to Humberto Carrillo interfering with his match against Sheamus on May 3rd. Mansoor, like recently debuting Raw colleague Karrion Kross, learned the hard way that undefeated streaks mean diddly squat to the man up top. Number 5, Snooki has won more WWE pay-per-view matches than Sting. Look, it doesn't take a genius to come to the conclusion that Sting's run within Vince McMahon's empire was a bit of a letdown. However, once you really dig into the stats behind the WCW legend spell as part of the WWE roster, well, things get that little bit more depressing in all honesty. Things got off to a positive enough start, producing an all-timer Survivor Series moment as he drilled the game into the mat with a scorpion death drop in 2014. Yeah, things soon took a turn when it came time for Stinger to get physical in a match, doing the JOB for the KOK at WrestleMania 31. One more pay-per-view defeat would follow, staring up at the lights post-unsuccessful WWE title challenge against Seth Rollins at Night of Champions, before Sting was forced to leave the squared circle behind due to injury. And while the legendary figure could at least point to a Mania moment and WWE title match as landmark achievements, his poor pay-per-view record actually means that both Jersey Shore star Snooki and Michael Cole, both winning at WrestleMania 27, hold more wins at WWE pay-per-view events than the now All Elite star. Yeesh. Number 4, Bret Hart nearly jumped to WCW in 1992. Though he would eventually and infamously go on to make the jump over to World Championship Wrestling in 1997, many fans aren't actually aware of the fact that the Hitman very nearly came close to signing with the Enemy 5 years earlier. Before he'd even got hold of the then WWF's prestigious world title, Hart was enjoying a run as the company's Intercontinental Champ. However, according to Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer, coming into that year's Royal Rumble, it was pretty common knowledge that Hart would be leaving the company to join WCW shortly after dropping the belt to the Mountie. The plan was then for the Hitman to show up at Clash of the Champions with the IC title as a shot back at the WWF for doing the same with Ric Flair and their world title beforehand. Despite being offered a lucrative deal, it soon came to light that Hart's contract with the WWF had actually rolled over, meaning that he'd have to wait several more months to give notice. In the end, he stayed put and was ultimately given the top title and an unprecedented 20-year WWF contract a few years later. And the rest, as they say, was history. Number 3, Darby Allin and CM Punk have the same drug-free tattoo. Some things are just destined to be, aren't they? And this next fact feels like another example of all the wrestling stars aligning in the coolest way imaginable. Or it could just be a massive coincidence. Either way, Twitter user Captain Ferg was quick to spot that both Darby Allin and CM Punk didn't just share the spotlight coming into All Out. They actually both have the exact same tattoo on their respective hands slash fingers. With both AEW stars proudly being drug-free, the all-out rivals can be spotted boasting ink highlighting that precise way of life. Now, you could immediately pour water on this whole thing by pointing out the fact that it's fairly common for those who follow a straight-edge lifestyle to get these letters tattooed on their knuckles. But the fact that Allin was first in line for the best in the world on the back of a 7-year absence, and just so happens to be one of the few dudes in the industry who follows a way of life that Punk has become synonymous with, feels like wrestling fate at its finest. Number 2, WWE referees used to get bonuses for calling it like it's real. In the midst of recalling what he classed as his worst match ever, Cody Rhodes let loose a little-known fact about life as a WWE referee a few years ago. Coming during a Being the Elite Q&A on YouTube, the American Nightmare recalled a match involving himself and a number of other WWE stars, including the likes of Daniel Bryan, Ted DiBiase Jr., Ezekiel Jackson, Wade Barrett, and the original Sin Cara. With the match eventually devolving into chaos due to Cara's language barrier with the rest of the field, the referee ultimately counted to three after DiBiase was knocked down by a dropkick and pinned by Bryan. Despite DiBiase attempting to kick out, the ref didn't spot his shoulder off the mat and called the botched ending. Rhodes would then reveal that this was back when refs were paid a bonus for committing to a three count if stars weren't able to convincingly kick out before the three. Hilariously, the former Legacy member would go on to confess that DiBiase reacted to this mistake by screaming out, "That ref was trying to F on me," as soon as he got backstage. Number 1, CM Punk is the same age now as NWO Hogan was. On the surface, CM Punk and Hulk Hogan are wrestling chalk and cheese. However, the two do remarkably share something in common, as Twitter user SoCal Uncensored spotted recently. At the glorious age of 42 years on this planet, both men cut arguably their most important promo ever in front of the masses, forever changing the business in the process. In Hogan's case, his game-changing words came at the tail end of 1996's Bash at the Beach. Going from squeaky clean babyface to ultra cool NWA anti-hero after beating down the Macho Man and joining up with Nash and Hall. Whilst few will ever forget the sight of Punk finally embracing his hometown and declaring he was back and better than ever in the land of All Elite at August the First Dance. Two polar opposite individuals, two polar opposite promos, but both remarkably at the exact same stage of their lives. Fancy that?
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.